One day as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple courts and proclaiming the gospel, the chief priests and scribes, together with the elders, came up to him. "Tell us," they said, "by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" "I will also ask you a question," Jesus replied, "tell me. John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men?" They deliberated among themselves and said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it was from. And Jesus replied, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." Then he proceeded to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, rented it out to some tenants, and went away for a long time. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect his share of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat the servant and sent him away empty-handed. So he sent another servant, but they beat him and treated him shamefully, sending him away empty-handed. Then he sent a third, but they wounded him and threw him out. "What shall I do?" asked the owner of the vineyard. "I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw the son, they discussed it among themselves and said, "This is the heir, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and kill those tenants and will give the vineyard to others. And when the people heard this, they said, "May such a thing never happen." But Jesus looked directly at them and said, "Then what is the meaning of that which is written? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed." When the scribes and chief priests realized that Jesus had spoken this parable against them, they sought to arrest him that very hour, but they were afraid of the people. So they watched him closely and sent spies who pretended to be sincere. They were hoping to catch him in his words in order to hand him over to the rule and authority of the governor. "Teacher," they inquired, "we know that you speak and teach correctly. You show no partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus saw through their duplicity and said to them, "Show me a denarius whose image and inscription are on it." "Caesar's," they answered. So Jesus told them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." And they were unable to trap him in his words before the people, and amazed at his answer, they fell silent. Then some of the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to question him. "Teacher," they said, "Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man is to marry his brother's widow and raise up offspring for him. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married a wife but died childless. third married the widow. And in the same way all seven died, leaving no children. And last of all, the woman died. So then in the resurrection, whose wife will she be? For all seven were married to her. Jesus answered, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to share in the age to come and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage. In fact, they can no longer die because they are like the angels. And since they are sons of the resurrection, they are sons of God. Even Moses demonstrates that the dead are raised in the passage about the burning bush. For he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. Some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well. And they did not dare to question him any further. Then Jesus declared, how can it be said that the Christ is the son of David? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Thus David calls him Lord, so how can he be David's son? In the hearing of all the people, Jesus said, disciples, beware of the scribes. They like to walk around in long robes, and they love the greetings in the marketplaces, the chief seats in the marketplaces, the chief seats in the synagogue, and the places of honor at banquets. They defraud widows of their houses, and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will receive greater condemnation.